Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
One man's dead after a double shooting here in Durham. What I'm learning from investigators.
And a pretty start here in Warrenton. We're seeing partly cloudy skies. I'll show you how warm we'll get today with all this sunshine.
And breaking news, just a few hours ago, police announced two arrests in a shooting that left two cousins dead. What we're sharing about the moments leading up to that violence.
And a soccer tournament that has the whole world watching get started in just a matter of hours in Cary. Here's a live look at WakeMed Soccer Park, where teams, including one owned by Ryan Reynolds, are set to play. Maybe, just maybe, Ryan Reynolds may be waking up in Raleigh and Cary somewhere in the Triangle and maybe tuning in to us. And we just want to say welcome and welcome to all our viewers. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
Somebody's smitten over here. This has been an all-day thing.
I am rolling out the welcome mat in case Ryan Reynolds is watching.
As we should.
Yeah.
Open invite. Mm-hmm. Come on down. I know who will do the interview. Me, because Renee will not be able to speak.
I'll be flustered. Yeah.
Hi, Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you with us and Elizabeth Gardner on a big June 1st mm-hmm. weather day, right?
Hey, so I think our security guard, Harry, said that Ryan Reynolds was coming later today. So
oh,
just
okay.
Be ready. Just kidding. WRL Tower Camera. Looking pretty this morning. We're looking at mainly clear skies, just a little bit of cloud cover out there. 61 degrees. Our wind now coming out of the northwest. It's not going to change the way things feel for you today. It's going to be very comfortable. A little bit of cloud cover sneaking in from the coast there and some of our northeastern counties. So Edgecombe County, Halifax County, Northampton County seeing a little cloud cover and a few clouds down to the south. But a lot more sunshine this morning than we saw this time yesterday. So our temperatures should easily climb up to around 80, 81 degrees. A very small chance of a shower late today between, say, 3 and 5 o'clock, a 20% chance. So not a lot of us are going to see any rain today. Looking at low 60s in Durham and Raleigh, 58 in Southern Pines and in South Hill, 60 in Goldsboro. So really pleasant feel for us this morning. Our temperatures will be in the mid-70s at lunchtime, and we'll climb up to into the low 80s for this afternoon. Our next best chance of rain comes on Saturday with a cold front, but even then, it looks like we won't see much. I'll show you the timeline, though. Coming up, Brian.
6:01 right now. Just getting reports of a crash in southern Wake County, south of Garner at 1010 Road at Fannie Brown Road. A crash apparently with injuries, and we are starting to see some delays showing up on the sensors there, so you do want to keep that in mind. Elsewhere, our major routes are looking all right as we take a live look at 885 at Cheek Road in Durham. Both directions all clear right now, and that northbound traffic from I-40 to I-85 seeing just a 1 minute backup overall.
Brian, thanks for that. We have breaking news out of Durham. One man is dead and another is in the hospital after an early morning shooting that happened just after 1 a.m. on South Roxborough Street. Eric Miller is there in the WRL breaking news tracker with some of the crime scene tape still coming down, but still a very active scene there, Eric.
Right, Jeff. Within the last 30 minutes, we've seen investigators start to focus in on the core of this crime scene over there. You may just be able to see some of that tape up past the mobile command unit there. I want to get you right to some video. This is what this scene looked like earlier this evening. You can see the forensics team shining flashlights down onto those evidence markers, those orange cones, at least 9 of them on the ground by our count. We know Durham police were first called out here right around 1 this morning and found 2 men very seriously injured. Both of them were rushed to the hospital. We know one of them later died from his injuries. Now, these are the Cornwallis apartments here. They're no strangers to gun violence. Just over a week ago, there was another shooting here, that one happening in broad daylight. As of right now, there is no word of any connection between those two shootings. Now, this morning, we're continuing to press investigators for more information for the names of those two men who were shot here today, as well as for any suspects they may have. We'll bring you those answers as soon as we get them. In Durham, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
And more breaking news this morning. A juvenile is in the hospital after being stabbed at a Raleigh apartment complex. This happened on Pineville Road near Briar Creek around 3:30 this morning. The person who was stabbed suffered minor injuries and police are investigating.
Breaking news. Two men are now in custody after shooting that left two cousins dead and sent two other people to the hospital. After 2 this morning, officers in Fayetteville announced the arrest of Tyrone Washington
and Trishawn Getty. Both face a long list of charges, including first-degree murder, and are being held in jail without bond. Investigators say they shot 24-year-old Alzi Diamond and 18-year-old Ajeriz Elliott to death after an argument on the phone. It happened while they were hanging out with two other men along Rembrandt Drive. We brought you this story as breaking news yesterday morning. Diamond leaves behind a one-year-old daughter. Elliott was set to graduate next week and join the military.
A last-minute deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling and avoid an economic disaster is now in the hands of the U.S. Senate. It's a live look at the U.S. Capitol building right now, where lawmakers have just 4 days left now to get full approval. The deal made it through the House by about a 3-1 margin last night. Republican Dan Bishop was the only lawmaker from North Carolina to oppose it. The deal allows the government to borrow unlimited amounts of money for 2 years while also putting a cap on spending. That will cut the budget deficit by $1.5 trillion over the next decade.
Tonight, we all made history because this is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for.
President Biden released a statement after that vote, calling the bipartisan agreement good news for the American people and the economy. It's unclear when the Senate will vote. The Treasury Department says it has to do it before June 5th.
Today, the eyes of the soccer world are on Kerry. A major tournament with a $1 million prize has drawn teams from around the world, and stars, including Ryan Reynolds, are part of it. WRL's Naya Harden is live at WakeMed Soccer Park this morning. Naya, this is going to have a big impact on people in Kerry over the next few days.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And there are a lot of hands involved. I am looking at some workers who are arriving this morning early, bright and early, as they get ready for the soccer tournament. Take a look at that monitor there in the distance. We even see some of the flags that are waving out here that say $1 million winner takes all. Now, there are going to be three big reasons that you're going to see a lot of people out here. Of course, you've got the people who love soccer. Then you've got people who love Ryan Reynolds and other celebrities. And then that $1 million prize. I checked this morning. Tickets are still available. The challenge, though, is going to be parking passes. They're basically sold out. This is going to be similar to the World Cup. 32 teams are going to be playing 7-on-7 soccer. These teams are going to include Wrexham, which is co-owned by Ryan Reynolds and seen on the recent TV series. The team is also the third oldest football club in the world. Charlotte FC is the only MLS team being represented, and a U.S. women's team will be coached by Mia Hamm. The winner gets $1 million, and there's going to also be some fun things for fans to do. There's going to be a fan village, autograph opportunities, and this is all going to be streamed on Peacock and YouTube. Now, this is going to start at 9 o'clock this morning. It will then end on Sunday with the championship match for that $1 million prize. And we do want to warn you about traffic. Chapel Hill Road right here in front of the soccer park. It is going to definitely be heavy. That's why you're going to want to stick with us. Brian Schrader is going to keep you updated on what to expect. And of course, we will keep you updated on everything happening with this tournament on the WRL News app. Naya Harden, WRL News in Cary.
Big ticket event. Can't wait for it. We have breaking news overnight. Police have a new piece of evidence in a shooting in downtown Raleigh. Officers cleared the scene on Martin Street near Haywood Street just before 2 this morning. They confirmed with the WRL breaking news tracker that they towed a car linked to the shooting, but haven't said how it's connected. The shooting happened before 9 p.m., and the man who was hurt is expected to survive. Officers then went door to door in the neighborhood asking for information.
Four Wake County Public Schools may be making changes to address a history of low performance. The State Board of Education will vote today on a request from Wake Schools to add Centennial Campus Middle, Diller Drive Middle, Lockhart Elementary, and Wakeland Elementary to the state's restart program. That would give those schools funding to operate like charter schools with the hope that they will innovate and become more successful. 154 schools statewide are already part of this restart program.
And happening right now in the WRAL Life Center this morning, we're learning that U.S. births were flat last year. We actually saw fewer babies born than we did before the pandemic. That is according to the CDC. They're saying births to moms 35 and older continued to rise. That was the highest rates in that age group. Births were down slightly for women in their late 20s, and they are expecting more complete and detailed 2022 numbers later on this year. They say it may show that births were affected by the U.S. Supreme Court decision last June because of the overturning of Roe versus Wade. It's also possible the abortion restrictions will also lead to higher birth rates in 2023.
Thanks, Michelle. Rules for elections in North Carolina could be about to change thanks to a new push from Republicans. That is happening at the General Assembly, where you have a live look right now. They're getting help from a lawyer known for her efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. State lawmakers met with Cleta Mitchell to draft changes to laws on early voting, mail-in ballots, and voter registration. Democrats worry Mitchell's influence on the bill could disenfranchise voters from their party. Republicans say they've received input from more than just Mitchell. Party insiders say that bill is coming soon.
The school year is coming to an end, but that doesn't mean bus problems are over for students and parents. A Wake County middle school parent says her daughter had to walk down the busy Falls of Neuse Road the past few days because her bus never showed up. It's part of the ongoing bus driver shortage the school system has been dealing with all school year. Wake County Public Schools tells WREL they currently are short 285 bus drivers out of more than 880 positions.
10 minutes after 6 right now on your Thursday, a drag show planned to kick off Pride Month at a U.S. Air Force base has been canceled. Why the Pentagon says it pulled the plug on the event.
Also coming up, unidentified flying objects. Got your attention, right? Some new revelations NASA just released from a panel of scientists and space experts.
Good looking 7-day forecast. We keep it below 90 all the way through next week. We do have a front that comes in on Saturday with minimal chances for rain, but we'll go over the timeline for what you could see coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Is a pretty start across our viewing area this morning. We have mostly clear skies. There's a little bit of cloud cover out there, just enough for some pretty sunrise views across our area. This, of course, a live look at Apex down Salem Street. Just feels very pleasant for us out there this morning. Here's a look at Chapel Hill, too. Looking good there. A little bit of a thin cloud cover there in Chapel Hill for us this morning. It is 63 in Fayetteville, 61 in Tarboro, 58 in South Hill, 63 degrees in Rocky Mount. So a comfortable start this morning. The kids heading out to the bus stop probably don't need a jacket, and shorts and T-shirts will be great today as temperatures climb into the low 80s this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. There's a very tiny chance of a shower late this afternoon. It's just a 20% chance. Our best chance of rain comes on Saturday, but even that looks fairly minimal. I'll show you the front coming up, Brian.
6:14 right now as we take a look at traffic around the triangle. We do have this crash at 1010 Road at Fannie Brown Road there south of Garner. This is a crash with injuries reportedly, and we are seeing some delays building in that area, especially on 1010 Road. Not too many great alternate routes, unfortunately, through that area, but I don't think the backups at this point are bad enough to consider an alternate route. Taking a look at your major approaches into Durham right now, we're looking okay on 98 westbound coming in from Highway 50 in northern Wake County. Just a 1 minute delay showing up on I-85 northbound as you head in from Hillsborough toward Durham. Renee?
Brian, thank you. The search for two people still missing days after an apartment building collapsed in Iowa is growing more desperate. Families are holding out hope that the men will be found alive in the rubble more than 72 hours after the collapse in Davenport. Search efforts are slow. Engineers fear the rest of the building could come down at any moment. That's leading to growing frustration and anger from loved ones waiting for answers.
I just want someone to come in from out of state that has more knowledge on this here type of situation.
You don't trust authorities to handle this.
Yes, no, we need someone out of state.
The building's owner is now facing charges, accused of failing to maintain the safety of the structure.
A drag show that was scheduled for today, the first day of Pride Month, at a Nevada Air Force base will not be happening after the Pentagon forced its cancellation. Nellis Air Force Base had planned the event for today to honor LGBTQ service members and civilian personnel. An official at the Pentagon says while Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin supports Pride Month in the military, drag shows are not an appropriate use of military facilities. The Air Force Base says this would have been the third year for the show.
Actor Danny Masterson could be facing 30 years to life in prison after being found guilty of rape. A jury found Masterson guilty on 2 of 3 counts against him yesterday. This was his second rape trial after the first one ended in a mistrial. The former That 70s Show star was charged with raping 3 women at his home between 2001 and 2003. He's denied the accusations.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Or maybe a UFO? That's up to NASA to decide. And this morning, the space agency is giving us more insight on mysterious sightings that have intrigued people for decades. Ken Smith joins us now with the new revelations released less than 24 hours ago. Ken, what did they find?
Jeff, NASA put this panel together about a year ago, and the short answer is most unidentified sightings can be explained, but others are still a mystery. The panel holding its first public meeting reported the agency gets between 50 to about 100 reports each month of strange sightings, but only about 2 to 5% cannot be explained at first glance. Space experts have a more scientific name for these objects, which is unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs. The panel came together to evaluate all this data to determine what these objects really are and whether they pose a risk to our airspace.
Once you do the analysis of that of the camera and understand how the camera is moving, how the camera is moving back against the background, and you do a little geometry, you find out like, oh, this looked crazy, and now it's really not that crazy.
Well, one of the main goals of this panel is to reduce the stigma of reporting these unidentified sightings, particularly among pilots, all of whom often have a front row seat to these UAPs. Pilots don't really want to be harassed or perceived as not being on top of their game. Well, a final report from this panel is expected sometime this summer. And coming up on today after our morning news, a closer look at that age-old question, are we alone, Renee?
I'm never alone with you guys, Ken. Father and son at the North Carolina Zoo just met for the first time. Take a look. This is the moment Jack the giraffe met his calf in a paddock behind the scenes. We told you last week about the baby's birth. The calf hasn't been named yet. It will be a little bit before father and son are placed physically together. Zoo officials say the introductions usually take time. To make the moment even sweeter, Jack was celebrating his 15th birthday on the day he met his son. A little nose bump there. And Jack is 16 feet tall, the baby giraffe, 6 feet tall. It is 6:18 now. Let's check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. It is June 1st and the start of hurricane season.
You know, interestingly enough, this is the first time since 2014 that we haven't already seen a named storm. We actually had a subtropical storm that developed a little over a month ago, but we haven't had our first named storm yet. So we're still waiting on the A's to show up. It's not likely to happen with this particular system, but we started watching this one yesterday along with the National Hurricane Center. It's likely to move eastward and then gradually slide away from the United States. It only has a 20% chance of developing, but we'll continue to watch this. We've got those tropical outlooks, again, watching this system here. You can watch how it sort of dissipates and then redevelops out here as we see it forming up here off the coast of the United States. And then we see a high pressure system that helps to push it away and just doesn't look like it's going to be able to develop or certainly not have an impact on us here. So when do we typically see the most hurricanes during the season? It's usually fairly quiet for the first part of the season, but every now and then as we start to get the season kicked off, May or June, we'll see one or two systems pop up. And then it's pretty quiet until we get into, say, late August into early September. And then, of course, it tapers off as we get closer to the 1st of November. So it's typically fall, you know, the month of September, late August into early October. Here's the things that are going to affect our hurricane season this year. We have weaker trade winds. So we have above normal temperatures that are off the coast of South America. And you say, well, what difference does that make? This El Nino can have an effect on our tropical season by producing a lot of wind in the upper levels of the atmosphere. That tends to tear off the tops of the storms. And so they are weaker or not able to develop at all. So that wind shear tends to equal less hurricane activity. However, we also have really warm sea surface temperatures, and the warmer these temperatures are, the more fuel there is for those storms to form. So it's going to be a bit of a balancing act. Right now, most of the hurricane forecasters are forecasting a normal season for us. It's a pretty morning out there. Goldsboro seeing some sunshine, Apex, Chapel Hill, partly cloudy skies. We take a look at satellite and radar. Things are nice and quiet for us on the big picture. The next thing that's going to be an event for us will be a cold front that drops in on us on Saturday. We'll see plenty of sunshine on Saturday ahead of that front, and you can see that rain coming across the border of Virginia as we get into the early part of the afternoon. We have a 30% chance of any rain developing, and between now and Sunday, we have just the potential for less than a tenth of an inch, so this is not going to be a big rain event for us. You should be able to carry on with any of your weekend plans without too much trouble. We have a 20% chance of rain pretty much every day between now and Monday, and then on Saturday evening, it's a 30% chance. Behind Saturday's front, Pleasant on Sunday, behind 75 576, Brian.
621, just took a close look at those sensors in southern Wake County with that crash reported at 1010 Road at Fannie Brown Road. And it looks like the most significant delays right now are on the northbound side of Fannie Brown Road approaching 1010. So if it makes sense for you, you might consider using Old Stage Road or just hop on over using Banks Road to 401 to get around those backups as they work to get that cleared. Good news around the rest of the triangle. No other crashes showing up and our major routes are looking good. Do want to talk about the soccer tournament in Cary this weekend. And if you're going to the tournament, you need to buy your parking online first. They are not going to have parking passes for sale at Wake Med Soccer Park. And you just need to expect heavy traffic through the day, Thursday, today, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday afternoon. That's the championship game in the afternoon. But those delays along Chatham Street, Chapel Hill Road, Maynard could begin as early as 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning today through Saturday. So just want to keep that in mind there on the west side of Raleigh and the east side of Cary.
Brian, thanks. Senator Bernie Sanders is paying a visit to the Triangle today. The change he'll be calling for during a rally in Durham tonight.
Also, a North Carolina lawmaker wants an apology from a colleague. The response on the floor after an accusation linking her to the Church of Satan.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Kim Cattrall is coming back as Samantha Jones after all.
How about this? Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
And the Twitter account for the Sex and the City spinoff, and just like that, confirmed the rumors that Samantha will be in season two. Now, Cattrall has not been part of the series after publicly saying that she was done with the character. Season two of the show premieres later this month on Max.
There have been rumors about strained relationships with Kim Cattrall and some of the other characters, but she filmed a cameo. She's on the phone. Samantha's on the phone with Carrie Bradshaw, so she didn't have to interact with anybody else in the cast, but tough to have Sex and the City without Samantha, in my opinion.
And now she's there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and just like that, there she will be. Dolly Parton getting more accolades for her remarkable career. The Guinness World Records team gave her three new honors yesterday, including most studio albums released by a female country singer. Her name now is in the official record book 10 times.
Is there anything she can't do? Everything she touches turns to gold. It's fantastic. 65 albums she has put out. And, you know, you figure there'd be a dud in there somewhere, right? No. They've all been top 20. 8 of them have been number one.
She's awesome. The best.
Yeah, simply the best. All right, Brian, thanks for that. Carolina Hurricanes fans, they are showing their love and appreciation for the team on the PNC Arena ice. Look at this. Season ticket holders got to leave their mark yesterday during the team's annual Paint the Ice event. The Canes season came to an end last week. It was a heartbreaker. Florida Panthers beat them in the Eastern Conference final. That's an awesome way to end it.
And coming up, we'll have the latest on a Durham double shooting that left one man dead. What we're seeing from investigators this morning.
Pretty start across the area. Take a live look at Southern Pines. Gorgeous sunshine there. I'll show you when we can see a few sprinkles later on today.
And we're just a few hours away from the start of the $1 million The Soccer Tournament at Wake Med Soccer Park, where you are looking live right now. WRL's Nia Harden joins us after the break with what you can expect in Cary as this tournament has a soccer world buzzing.